Last week, I was thinking about the scripture that says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I used to think mostly about the first part, "Let your light shine." But of course, you can do that in a telestial way with the goal of glorifying yourself. Let your light so shine before men that they may see you. If you shorten it to, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see," that might be the terrestrial version. But it does fit the description of those who will inherit the terrestrial kingdom, honorable men who are not valiant in the testimony of Jesus. Rephrasing the complete verse so that it more clearly says what I think it's intended to mean, we get the celestial version, "Let your light shine in a way that those who see it will glorify God." I don't mean to say that the purpose of letting your light shine is just to glorify God. God asks us to serve and minister to each other so that we can be served and ministered to, and also so that we can participate in ministering and service. But we do even greater service when we recognize and acknowledge the role that God has in our lives, thus helping to lead others to Him. The question I was thinking about earlier this week was, how do you let your light shine in a way that glorifies God? And how do you do that without it feeling forced, like just saying that you're giving glory to God and having it feel completely unrelated? And why is that important? I'm still looking for answers to those questions, but I did think of one personal experience that seemed relevant. I used to be far more socially reserved. When I was called as a bishop's counselor, I pretty much instantly became more outgoing, which made me much more able to minister to others. I absolutely credit God for that transformation. What used to be difficult for me was suddenly natural and enjoyable. That's a story that I can share without it feeling forced. And it's a story that the Holy Ghost could bear witness of as an example of the gifts of God making weak things become strong, which could help bring people to Christ. This podcast and blog are another way that I hope to let the light that God has given me shine and glorify God for the benefit of others.